Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
You are in the meeting now. You are the only participant in the meeting.
Hello? Hello? God, 3:05. Who's late to their first company Zoom call?
Hello?
Hi there. It's Will, right? Sorry, I can't see your face. Would you mind turning on your video?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Let's begin. Welcome to the team, Will. I'm Catherine Chin, the HR manager at Bolt Technologies.
Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, crappity flip-flap.
Sorry, I was just teasing on that one.
Oh my God, Will, I apologize. That was entirely unprofessional for anyone, let alone your HR rep.
No, it's okay, really.
No, it's really not.
No, it is, I promise. I won't tell anyone. Scout's honor.
Okay. Professionalism, poise...
Pantsuits, 401ks...
Are you teasing me? Because as your onboarding HR rep...
Oh, God, right, sorry. I felt like we'd broken the ice there for a second.
I was kidding.
Yeah, you certainly got me.
Okay, see, that right there is why HR people have no friends in the office. Every time they make a joke...
Crickets?
Something like that.
I think it's because you guys hold all the strings, you know? Like, I was once interviewing for a job with this HR guy in his 70s. He told me his kids were on break from school, so I asked,
oh, God.
High school or college?
Uh-huh.
And he said preschool.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
So, did you get the job?
An ageist like me? Not a chance. As I said, all the power.
I once interviewed for a job in PR.
Why?
Because I was young, and they asked me, who's your favorite client of ours? And I shamefully never looked up their clients before the call, so I said... all of your authors.
Ooh, that's worse than mine.
I know. I think my interviewer hung up seconds later, as she should have. Okay, so, shall we begin?
Fire away, Catherine.
It's Kate. Outside of work, my friends call me Kate.
Oh.
So, I see here that you once were vaguely ageist towards a man in his 70s. Would you say this is a continuing prejudice of yours, or...
And then I said that obviously outbound sales are much harder to nail.
Oh God, you said nail?
Yeah, I know. That was mistake one.
Nail is like 10 years old school, and in Silicon Valley that's like 50 years.
Meaning?
You're a douchebag.
Oh, I mean, that's definitely what she thought, but it got worse.
Do I want to know?
Probably not. Let's just say I'll now be managing outbound rather than inbound sales this year.
Well, I could have told you Margaret's tough. That's why she's CFO. The only one who's really got her ear is Catherine.
Catherine who?
Catherine Chin. She's head of HR. You want tough? Meet Catherine.
Oh, I met her. Or, I mean, she onboarded me.
You survived that, eh?
You know, she was funny. I didn't get tough from her. Maybe capable?
You're such a feminist.
I mean, she was pretty.
I take it back.
You don't think so?
Oh no, she's undeniably beautiful, but she'll tear you in two if she needs to.
I haven't seen her around.
Oh, her office is upstairs. Hey, where are you going?
Nowhere. Kate? Hi. Will Davidson from Zoom?
Oh, Will! Hey, how are you? How have your first few weeks been?
You know, they've been good. Fine. I mean, everyone's very, sorry. Do you mind if I sit? I feel like I'm leering over you.
Watch out, I'm HR. Words like leer might find their way into your file.
I feel like I'm infringing on your personal space?
Better.
So, is this the chair where you drop the axe?
You've been talking to Sim.
What? No. Yes.
And he's convinced you I'm some sort of dragon lady?
No, he just said you were tough.
Why is it tough? Why isn't it good at her job? It's just such a gendered way to describe a capable woman.
You know, I actually said you were capable.
I will be sure to add ally to my other notes in your file.
No way. Is there really a file?
You'll find out in your exit interview.
She threatens firing.
Oh, no. I never threaten. I promise.
Tell me, if I ask you for a drink, would you promise to say yes?
Oh,
I realize that was totally inappropriate. I'm sorry. I'm not as idiotic as I've come off in our interactions, I swear.
No, I don't think you're idiotic. I can't get a drink with you. At least, not as a date.
Well, how do you know I meant it as a date? I meant it as a date. But come on, I mean, you're in the business of people. Let's be people. Say, after work, at the bar later?
Okay, fine. But not as a date, as colleagues, and as people.
Strictly as people.
Catherine, worst firing, go.
Oh no, I cannot answer that.
Aw, come on.
You can, come on. We get you out for one round of drinks. I should say Will gets you out.
No, it was all of you.
Just take a drink and tell us the weirdest or worst or best time you ever fired someone.
Nope, I can't. I won't. I mean, that's like asking Raina about her worst corporate messaging scandal. She would not tell you.
Oh, absolutely I would. That's easy.
Okay, yeah, go on.
You know Jeff Coombs?
Head of marketing?
Mm-hmm.
What about him?
You're new, Will, so you wouldn't know this. Actually, Sim, this happened before you, too.
Get to the point.
Okay. So, Jeff goes on a vacation to Tahiti. A family vacation, mind you. And he's caught with a prostitute.
Wow, what?
By his wife. I know, it was bad. But Jeff is running all our partnerships in China, and this is how messed up tech is. Since we're going for Series C funding, it's either publicly denounce Jeff and lose the funding, or bury it.
And they buried it.
Mm-hmm.
That is so insane. How did I not know about this? Oh my god, I'm gonna have to file a report now.
Oh my god, you can't!
No, I'm kidding. He doesn't even work at Bolt anymore.
Well, this has been fun, but I've got to get home.
To the wife and kids?
To the dogs and roommate.
I better be going as well.
Stay!
No, you and Sim enjoy yourselves. Keep pretending you're not dating.
She knows.
I know it all. Bye, you guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye, see you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow, guys.
I'm this way.
Oh, me too. Care for the company? Or should I walk 5 feet behind you?
5 feet behind me, please.
Oh, your wish is my command.
This is very weird.
What? I can't hear you.
It's like Zoom all over again.
What?
Just walk next to me.
So, how'd you know Sim and Raina were dating?
Spidey senses. No, I'm kidding. Raina told me last year. That's what you have to do. Declare your relationship to your coworkers. Ugh.
I see. You like your privacy, huh?
That's not true. Okay, it's a little true. I feel like one's private life should be private.
Yeah, but what fun is that? You know, I mean, if it's something you're proud of, you should shout it from the rooftops. You know, I love this woman! Or something like that.
You're a love, rooftops, big gesture kind of guy?
What's wrong with that, though? You know? I mean, I love sending love notes, flowers, playing guitar under a woman's window.
In the pouring rain?
No. Well, maybe. Once.
I like big gestures.
No way. Miss end-to-end relationship encryption?
Ha ha. No, I do, okay? My best guy friend asked me to prom by having a rose delivered to each of my classes every day.
There's no way that guy just wanted to be your friend.
Wait, what? Yes, he did.
He didn't. I can promise you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, and how can you be so sure?
Because I have no desire to be your friend.
Will? Will, we can't.
Should we stop?
No. Yes, sorry. I do. I have to. It's not appropriate.
Who cares about appropriate?
Will, stop.
Okay. What we're doing...
We're not doing anything.
Okay. Well, what we're not doing, but what I'd very much like to be doing, seems totally in the realm of appropriate.
Okay, but for the obvious...
What's obvious? Right? Like, we're colleagues. Sim and Raina are dating.
Right, but Raina isn't in HR.
True. I mean, she's in communications, but hasn't communicated a thing about her and Sim.
You are very convincing.
Sales, baby.
Yeah, you're also full of yourself.
Sales, baby. So explain it to me. Why do you love HR so much?
You first. Why sales?
Well, since you won't answer, I'm good at sales. I'm good with people. You know, I like the work and it's lucrative.
Like every other guy?
Not like every other guy. My mom has leukemia. And sales, and the solid healthcare that comes with it, has been paying for her treatment. So...
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, I mean, you couldn't have known. It's okay. Really. I mean, it's obviously not okay, but you know what I mean. So, your turn. Why HR?
Okay, well, my parents immigrated from Taiwan when I was 7, and we grew up in East Bay, where they owned a store. And they were treated really horribly by their landlord, their customers, by everyone. I mean, it's really hard when your neighbors are rude or avoid you because of who you are fundamentally, you know? And I know that HR at a tech startup has nothing to do with minority store owners.
But HR is about how people are treated.
Exactly. And about being a bastion for people who are treated poorly. You have no idea how many race-related cases I've handled, how many sexual harassment cases. People just aren't treated right. And that's all people, not just minorities. I just want to be an advocate for those people, which is why...
Which is why we can't date.
Yeah. So really, it's not about you. I find you lovely.
Thanks.
No, I do. If circumstances were different...
I know. I'll quit.
No.
Oh, I can't convince you.
No, you can't.
Okay. Then this is where I leave you. Good night, Catherine.
Good night, Will. I'll see you in the morning.
Burning the candles at both ends? Oh, shit. Oops.
Aw, hey, watch the lamp, Sim. Would you have a beer? Or five?
No. Actually, 1, 2, 3, 6. Yeah, it's just 5.
Nice.
You're working too hard, man. You need like a girlfriend or like a life.
I'd love either.
Hey, whatever happened with you and Chin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she had this whole speech about how it went against her HR code. And, you know, she's probably right.
So what's been stopping you?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, nothing's changed, man.
Except that she put in her 2 weeks notice, like, 2 weeks ago.
What?
Yeah, she's going to Facebook.
Wait, what, where is she now?
She's probably toasted somewhere. Raina and I brought her a case of beer to celebrate.
And why didn't you tell me?
This is me telling you.
I've gotta go congratulate her.
You could, but...
But what?
She just left.
Why didn't you start with that? Catherine! Catherine! Oh, shoot, how far could you have gotten? Catherine! Catherine!
Will? Hello, Will.
I'm sorry. Are you drunk?
No, I'm the drunkest.
You quit your job.
I quit my job.
Then why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
Tell me that you quit.
Oh, well, I quit my job.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, good.
But, you know, I would have maybe wanted to know sooner, like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago?
Oh, why?
So I could ask you out.
Oh, I didn't think you'd still want to.
Now, why would you think that?
Because I'm anal and not a rule breaker.
I like those things about you.
No, you don't. No one likes those things about anyone.
Catherine, I've liked you ever since you swore on our first Zoom call. I like that you have a no-bullshit policy. I'm a bullshitter. I actually find that very helpful. And I like that you have a moral code. I mean, how many people still have a moral code?
Me! I do!
You! You do, yes. And I like all of those things about you. I wanted to go out with you from the moment we met.
Sure.
I did. I mean, I'll prove it to you. I like Catherine Chin because she is anal and not a rule breaker. I thought you liked big gestures.
I do.
Catherine Chin, will you go out with me? Please?
Yes.
Yes? Yeah! Yes!
Shh!
From Vogue, The Run Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run-Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.